ice cream truck sounds. I love the sound of an ice cream truck coming down the road.
I'm going to use that for my kids' alarm all summer.
Nothing will get your kids moving faster than that joyful tingle of the ice cream truck.
Unfortunately, some of the stories involving ice cream lately, not so positive. There's another Bluebell ice cream licker. Louisiana police have arrested a 36-year-old man for licking a tub of Bluebell ice cream. Lanice Martin III, reportedly inspired by a viral video of a teenage girl committing the same act.
It's not okay,
no.
Dude.
I mean, who is liking or...
Yeah, 70,000 people like that.
No, they're
the
not
way.
Liking it. They're licking it.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
An unknown individual recorded Martin opening a carton of Bluebell, licking it, poking it with his finger, and putting it back on the shelf.
Is this one of those hashtag things like the Bluebell challenge or something?
Well,
where it's kind of
we've got imitators.
I mean, it's not okay, but at least this guy like poked it with his finger so that you could tell it was tampered with.
Yeah, he
it's
was
not. Well, it's so gross.
He returned to the store, showed a receipt for the ice cream, was later arrested. Again, this after a young woman appeared in a viral video in Texas.
You know, Dean and I were talking about
she's
this.
She's also facing possible charges.
Yeah,
she
Dean
should.
And I were talking about this a while ago, and we remember back in the day when you could walk down any aisle and just like open a package and no one would have known. And then there was the whole Tylenol incident in the early 80s. And that's when they started like sealing food.
Right.
And having tamper resistant. And I've been trying to think, is there any other foods in the supermarket other than like your fresh fruits and vegetables that you can take home and wash that are not sealed with a tamper evident seal? Ice cream's the only thing I'm thinking of because everything else has tamper resistant evident things.
Yeah.
In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they're literally putting police officers in the ice cream aisle.
Seriously?
I see the picture.
Oh,
wow.
Honestly, if I were these officers, being right in front of the freezer section on a hot Texas day might not be the worst duty that you could pull.
They just they're buying the 12-pack of...
Why do you have a winter coat? We live in Texas. I'm working freezer detail today.
Cones, popsicles,
now,
fudgesicles.
Obviously, they're sort of doing it tongue-in-cheek and not into ice cream.
Yeah.
But still.
Right.
Be decent people.
Be smart, everyone. Make good choices.
Make your
ice cream, then lick it.
Don't lick it. Or just, you know, get it from this guy. Because I think they're fairly trustworthy.
You know what? The dancing bean. No one licks their ice cream until you lick it. So, head there. This is the Wake Up Show, and I do know who we're talking to next. Church at the Fair. Can't wait for that this Sunday at 10 a.m. And come out and join us at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Free admission to the fair that day. And our featured speaker is Terrence Talley. He joins us on the line here on WWIB, where we are family. Terrence, good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you on the air here. We can't wait to see and hear you in person at Church at the Fair. And I know you're a familiar face and voice for many in this area because you work all throughout, more than one state in terms of school assemblies and empowering and partnering with those schools and the youth.
Yeah, I've been doing that now for full time for the past 3 years. And I guess I was just at Hillary's son school this past school year at the end, right?
Yeah, you were. My daughters both go to school in Altoona, Wisconsin, and you were there, and they were both so impressed, and they are both so stoked that you're on the line with me this morning.
Yeah. So I thought you said son, and I was like, oh, you're like, definitely not. I only have daughters.
It's all good.
But again, Terrence, all of these young people, I mean, they face so many, even on your website, an uphill battle, the way you described it, against bullying, peer pressure, family hurts, life-altering choices that a lot of times are made at a young age. And you want to bring these students together and give them another option, a healing option, an empowering option. Talk a little bit about what you do on a daily basis. What drives you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, basically, my whole mindset going into school, because a lot of times just being there, people don't realize how much hurt and brokenness is there. And so want to be able to let students know that, hey, you are loved, and not only that, but somebody cares about you, not just cares about your school, but cares about you. And so what we do is being able to go into the schools. I talk a lot about dad hugs. And Dad Hook say, I love you, and you don't have to do anything for me. Dad Hook says, I think you're great, and you don't have to be the superstar athlete or get straight A's. I just think you're great because you're you. Mm. And so after the assembly is done, students will come down and get dad hugs or mom hugs or friend hugs from their teachers and whatnot from the school. And so I want to be able to make sure that when we're at a school that it's not a parents' tally sort of thing. But when we leave, those students know I can go back to my teacher, and if I need help, then they're going to be there. And because when I'm there, I'm like there for a couple of hours, and I didn't want to be like, well, hope everything goes okay for you. Peace out.
Like, see ya. Yeah.
Right. I wanted to make sure that the students knew that there were people there at their schools. And so highlighting those people that do work there and that care.
Mm. Terrence, what in the world do you have to do with mashed potatoes?
Oh, man. see, now I feel like I got to tell that story.
But
now.
Is that taking some of your material for Sunday? Because we can just kind of tease it here.
We can tease it, yeah.
No. You know what? I haven't told this story in like a super long time, but I could give you the abbreviated version.
Cliff's notes.
Let's hear it.
So one of the things that changed my life, and people don't know this is actually how I became a Christ follower. This is how, like, when I tell you this, I'm being totally honest with you. So, the movie Independence Day changed my life.
Okay.
And I love Will Smith.
Yes.
I've seen every episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Nice.
Matter of fact, I don't know if everybody knows, but they put all the seasons on Netflix now.
Hallelujah.
Nice.
Yes. I didn't know that until yesterday.
Good day.
So, there is a part in the movie Independence Day. I don't know if everybody, and I'm not talking about the last Independence Day. That was terrible.
The original. About, yeah.
That's right. The original starring Will Smith. There's a part in the movie where Will Smith, he like crashes his plane, and then he walks out of his ship and he starts going over to the alien spaceship, and then he opens it up. The alien starts to pop out and he goes, boom, welcome to Earth.
Yes.
That like changed my life right there, because when I saw that, I was just like, that's what I want to do. I want to save the world from aliens. And so I came to school that day and I was walking up to people and I was like, boom, welcome to Earth. I'm like in like the lockers popping out, boom, welcome to Earth. I'm in like the lunchroom popping out of people's mashed potatoes, boom, welcome to Earth. So a lot of times when I tell that story, and like the story talks about how I saw a friend there and they were getting made fun of, and it goes into like a serious part, but I don't know why, but one of the few things everybody remembers is like, oh, you popped out of the mashed potatoes. I was like, yes, that's true. But there's also some good parts of that story, too. So, yeah, that's mashed potatoes.
There you go.
I love that Independence Day changed your life. I mean, it's a good movie, but it's not necessarily one that I would say is typically life-changing. But it just goes to show you can find positive life-changing messages anywhere if you look for them, right? I mean...
That was the thing. Like, that led me to want to become an actor, and then me wanting to be an actor, that led me to be to join a Christian theater company. And so from there, that just changed my life.
Very good. Very good.
Terrence, we can't wait to meet you and hear you. Church at the Fair at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, 10 a.m. this Sunday morning. Free admission to the fair for everyone who comes out. And again, I mean, I think it'd just be something that you would encourage the whole family to come out to. I know it can be difficult maybe to get the teens out of bed for mm-hmm. church or on any morning for that matter, too. But I mean, this is something, too, a presentation, a gospel-centered presentation, too, that gives people hope for their lives every day, and we want everyone to be able to come out and hear this.
Yeah, well, definitely, absolutely. I can't promise everybody's going to like it, but I will promise that you will not be bored. And
there
so
you go.
If you got that teenage son or daughter, I'm talking to you, Hillary, then you can feel free. Love to have them there. And I guarantee they're not going to be bored. But at the same time, even for adults, I think you're going to like it too, not just because I'm a crazy black dude, but because we're going to have a good time. And so, yeah.
Looking forward to it. Terrence Talley, featured speaker for Church at the Fair this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Terrence, thank you so much for joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Thank you very much. Can't wait to get to see you guys.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, spread.
Normally with athletes, there's not a lot that I can relate to because I do not play sports at a high level, even though I enjoy them.
And it's even less than I can relate to, so hoorays!
Especially when it comes to tennis. So Wimbledon is going on, big iconic tennis matches there. And the number one women's singles player is Ashley Barty. And she recently lost to an American Allison Risque Monday. But she's been having some fun off the court, which makes her more relatable, especially someone who really, really is horrible at tennis.
Yeah. Nice.
This makes her much more relatable to me. The women's world number one player has been sneaking lines from Disney movies into her post-match press conferences.
That's amazing.
First, asked about starting at Wimbledon at a press conference July 2nd, Barty replied, kind of came into it thinking kind of like Hakuna Matata. Just relax and go for it.
Nice.
Next, when asked about her success over the past year, the player replied with a famous catchphrase, I chat to my niece. Over and over, she tells me, you can go to infinity and beyond. Finally, when asked at a press conference Saturday about her choice of shot, Miss Barty replied, sometimes I look at a shot, I play a shot. I think the seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. I try and think of how else I can win the point.
That's awesome.
The player said, I was simply having a bit of fun. She said, it took you guys a little bit to catch on.
That's fantastic. She's...
I don't know. I don't follow tennis, but she might be my new favorite tennis player. So
definitely mine.
What can I say except you're welcome?
103.7 WWID.
Well, a lot of headlines are a little depressing, disappointing, bad news.
True.
How about this one? Eating ice cream can make you smarter.
That's the best headline I've heard in a while.
Just in time for summer. New research out of Japan claims...
Japan, okay.
...that eating ice cream for breakfast can actually make you smarter.
Hey, we eat ice cream for breakfast every year on the last day of school. It's what we do.
I think maybe they should eat ice cream for breakfast every day of school, and then your kids would be even smarter than they already are.
My kids don't need to be smarter. They're driving me crazy.
Subjects in this experiment, again from Japan, saw an increase in brain power if they had 3 spoonfuls of ice cream first thing in the morning.
3 spoonfuls. Okay, really?
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. A spoonful of ice cream helps the brain function.
Does
evidently.
Does it say why?
The subjects in the experiment had to use a computer to complete several mental exercises, and researchers found that after eating the ice cream, the test subjects did better on the exercises.
Huh.
Now, researchers believe the coldness shocked the brain awake quicker than just a normal breakfast. They also found that anything that was ice cold gave the test subjects a benefit, but
yes,
ice cream provided the biggest boost.
Okay. 3 spoonfuls.
Do with that information
what you will.
There probably will be a study refuting it tomorrow, but today, if you're having a late breakfast, eat ice cream.
Today we're clinging to that.
Tell them Wib said you could.
That's right.
Hey, this is Caleb from the Wib Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.